The oppressive heat wave that we've been suffering through in recent weeks has had a direct impact on the public. Unofficially, at least three deaths have been blamed on the excessive heat in Caddo Parish alone. In fact, that's the word from Brad Bryant, the meteorologist in charge at the National Weather Service in Shreveport. When you get to the point of heat stroke, the threat to your health is serious. And according to Bryant, whenever the heat index, better known by many as the feels-like temperature, reaches at least 110 degrees, then they issue an excessive heat warning, especially when the low temperature stays above 90 or at least 80 degrees. We hear a lot about heat exhaustion and heat stroke when it comes to the effects of heat on the body. Bryant says heat exhaustion is best described as being overwhelmed by the heat outside. In fact, heat exhaustion is best described as being overwhelmed by the heat, typically feeling fatigued and sweating profusely and having a difficult time cooling off, and you need to take a break.
When you get to the point of heat stroke is maybe when you quit sweating. When you get so hot and you get so dehydrated, you quit sweating, and then your body temperature elevates and you start to deal with, instead of hypothermia and the cold, you're dealing with hyperthermia, which can be a big threat to your life.
The health risks associated with heat cannot be underestimated. The danger can be deceiving at first because many people who consider themselves as healthy may not always take the threat seriously enough and can find themselves in a high-risk situation before they're fully aware of the potential danger. In fact, some people may falsely believe that they don't have to worry about heat exposure too much. Bryant says this line of thinking can be all too dangerous.
The oppressive nature of the heat, people need to look out for themselves, look out for their neighbors. They need to be trying to limit the amount of time they're spending outside, especially during the heat of the day. Try to find a source of shade, stay hydrated.
Bryant says people are just looking for some timeline on when we'll be done with this dangerous heat wave. But he also says, unfortunately, despite the promise of some rainfall on Friday and Saturday, the heat will remain above normal on those days, likely in the mid to upper 90s, going into early next week.
Hopefully this is the worst of it we're experiencing right now and what we've experienced over the last week. But I think we've thought that a couple times so far in this heat wave, and it keeps reasserting itself. So I don't want people to think that this is nearly over.
Bryant says the weather and the heat could persist well into the month of September. The fire risk is critical right now in the Red River Radio listening area. That's the word from the National Weather Service. There have already been dozens of grass and woods fires in the region during the oppressive heat wave we're experiencing. In fact, Bryant says we're fast approaching record days of temperatures over 100 degrees and the number of days without any measurable rain. That has put much of East Texas, along with northern and central Louisiana, in drought conditions. And that's put much of the area under what's called a red flag warning, which runs through at least 8 o'clock tonight. Typically, that means relative humidity is at 25% or less, with sustained winds of 15 miles an hour. Bryant says they are urging people to take extra precautions and think safety first.
Advertising that out to the public to say, look, you need to be really careful with any open flames or sparks. You definitely want to avoid just tossing lit cigarette butts out the car window. That's a big source of wildfires starting inadvertently. You got to watch out for trucks going down the road. If they got tow chains and the tow chains are dragging on the ground, that creates sparks. You can get a lot of fires started that way.
Bryan says that the summer is shaping up to be the hottest and driest conditions we have seen in this region since 2011. We are expected to see some showers and thunderstorms later this week, but Bryant says those storms can pose risks of their own as well.
One of the things we're a little bit worried about, if we do get some thunderstorms to start to form and they don't have a lot of rain with them, but they do have lightning, I mean, that lightning can start fires when you get in this kind of environment if you don't have a lot of rain coming along with it to quickly mitigate that.
After my initial phone call with Bryant on Tuesday afternoon, he checked with GOSEP, the Louisiana Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, for more information. He now tells me, according to GOSEP, there have been 336 fires reported in August in Louisiana that's burned 4,500 acres. That helps explain why the entire state is now under a burn ban, with some exceptions for agricultural and forestry burning. And during this extreme heat wave, Bryant says that we've been very close to setting an extremely old and extremely high record for daytime temperatures.
We've actually flirted with setting the all-time, well, at least tying the all-time daily high temperature for Shreveport, which is a record that dates back to the early 1900s. And that record is 110, and we've got to 109 twice in the past week.
As for the extreme heat wave during 2011, the temperature reached at least 100 degrees 63 times in Shreveport. That included 15 days in a row. So this time, this summer, including Tuesday, we hit 100 degrees 25 times, including 10 days in a row. And Bryant says more 100-degree days are coming, especially in the month of September.